you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Today on the LA Report. The construction of the wildlife overcrossing on the 101 freeway at Liberty Canyon enters a new phase with lane shutdowns looming. A troubled juvenile lockup in Downey learns its fate just ahead of a deadline to meet state demands or shut down. And federal prosecutors accuse Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter of paying gambling debts by abusing the player's trust and his bank account.
And thereby convince the bank to approve large wire transfers of large amounts of money to the bookmakers.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 12th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Some lanes of the 101 freeway in Agora Hills will be shut down during the early morning starting Monday. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson says it's for construction work on a critical wildlife overcrossing.
Crews will be out on the 101 every weeknight to install girders that will support the Wallace-Annenberg wildlife crossing. The 82 girders are massive boxes of reinforced concrete that will help the structure start to look like the bridge it'll become. They'll install them on the southbound side first, which means all of those lanes will be closed from around midnight to 5 a.m. Construction on the 101 northbound lanes will bring its own set of overnight closures. Caltrans has street and freeway detours available, but the agency is reminding people to slow down and keep an eye out for working crews. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
The saga of a bald eagle couple in Big Bear Valley has been playing out in hearts and homes across the country on a popular live stream. Tens of thousands of people have watched as Jackie and Shadow tended to three eggs that never hatched. Well, this morning, the eggs are no longer visible. They've been covered with fluff, and the birds are not within view. A past president of the California Psychological Association has been watching the nest cam for years. David Hindman says this latest chapter for the feathered family is helping some humans access deep emotions.
The reasons that people are having such a reaction is that they are able to recognize or access feelings that they themselves would have otherwise had in a similar situation. They can see themselves through the experience of animals.
Hindman says that the live stream gives unique access to viewers. It's like reality TV meets Animal Planet. An embattled juvenile detention facility in Downey gets a reprieve. LAist reporter Robert Garova has this update on Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall.
The Board of State and Community Corrections determined that LA County had met the requirements needed to keep Los Padrinos running. The move comes just days before a deadline for the probation department to move some 300 youths out of the facility if it failed to address safety and staffing concerns. Many youth justice organizers are disappointed by the decision and say it's a matter of time before the facility is out of compliance again. Aditi Sherikar is with the Children's Defense Fund of California.
My biggest concern is that the youth will continue to suffer inside.
The probation department said in a statement that it had made great strides at addressing problems pointed out by the board, including increasing staff. For LAist 89.3, I'm Robert Garova.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter is expected to surrender to federal authorities and face a judge today. Prosecutors have charged Ipe Mizuhara with taking more than $16 million from the Dodger Stars account. LAist reporter Yusra Farazan was at the announcement.
Prosecutors filed a bank fraud charge against Mizuhara. They alleged that he stole the money to pay off losses he racked up after placing illegal bets in sports. Not baseball, though, but a chunk of that money was also used to make various purchases.
Prosecutors say Ohtani is the victim in the case and that he has been cooperating fully. Coming up, what you need to know about the snow and the rain that's expected this weekend.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. California lawmakers have approved a plan to get ahead of the state's budget shortfall, voting in favor of $17 billion in spending cuts and redirects. The exact amount of the deficit is still uncertain, though the Legislative Analyst's Office earlier this year estimated it to be as much as $73 billion. Governor Newsom is expected to update the amount when he presents a revised budget next month. Lawmakers will have until June 15th to pass a final budget for the upcoming fiscal year. You will need to dress for the change in the weather this morning because yet another storm is moving in. LAist correspondent Leslie Beristein Rojas says it'll bring rain and mountain snow.
It's really felt like spring this past week, but the National Weather Service is predicting more rain starting Friday night through Sunday. This storm's not expected to be as intense as some recent ones, but we can still expect high surf, some snow in the local mountains, and some high winds. So even though the rainy season officially ended April 1st, Mother Nature didn't get the memo.
The Southland should start to dry out Monday with temperatures back in the 70s and possibly the 80s by midweek. Meanwhile, this afternoon's highs will be in the upper 60s at the beaches, around 70 in the LA Basin. In the coastal valleys in the IE, low to mid-70s. And the hot spot will be the low desert, where highs will range from 89 to 93 today. By Sunday there, it'll be 10 degrees cooler. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.